Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Review It Yourself. That was a very tired one. Preview It Yourself, episode 2. Yep, Sarah's back.
Hello.
You know me. You know me. Nothing but consistent. I was going to say breaking new ground, but it definitely isn't me. Sarah from Weird Horizon is back. Sarah is now a member of the Podpack Collective. I'm not going to ramble on. I'm basically just going to say Chat Tsunami Podcast founded it. It includes Stop, Drop and Roll Initiative, also with Chat Tsunami and a few other people. Such nepotism. We've got Luke, who has the Nerdstalgic Podcast. Seismic Cinema, who are also Scottish like Chat Tsunami. So again, a bit of nepotism or Scottishism or whatever you're supposed to call it. The Girls from Two Girls, One Reusable Cup Podcast, not Recyclable Cup Podcast. I always get it wrong. Dan from Casting Views. The Game Club Podcast. I think that's our first American. Welcome. And, of course, Sarah from Weird Horizon. Yeah, that'll do. That'll do.
So many people. So many people.
Yeah.
Part of the collective now.
Yeah.
Growing our own potatoes now.
Well, yeah, as long as it doesn't become, you know, a kind of communist collective, I'm not bothered. but enough on that, because we don't do politics here on Review It Yourself, as everybody knows. Or, as I was once accused of doing, or to be fair, they were spot on. Pussyfooting around it. Yeah.
I mean, spot yeah. On. You're English. Like, that is the way. It is the way.
Yeah. 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 Absolutely. And queuing. God, we love a queue. We literally love a queue. So, if anyone's
like it's a physical way of pussyfooting around something.
Oh,
really.
Don't. Do you know what? Like, not to get off on a complete tangent straight away, but there's nothing quite like the pain of when you're stood in a queue with people behind you and you're like one from the front and the person in the front like goes forward and then out of the corner of your eye, the most horrifying thing an Englishman / woman can see is another person who decides, I don't want to stand in the line. I'm just going to stand parallel to you. And you're like the unease is like, do you realize there's a queue here? Or like, what are you doing? Like, are you going to try and nip in front of me? It happened to me at Harry Potter Studios. I'd go with my sister and an American woman. I'm not joking. This isn't just like kicking the Americans, but an American woman just completely ignored the queue. And it was a fair queue, like, and then she just walked like literally from the chairs and walked straight up to the lass behind the counter. This young lass who, to be fair to her, she was also English. Actually, I think she was Scottish. She was like that surprised that this American woman had just jumped the queue. She was just like, she just served her because she must have thought, well,
yeah.
I could take the time explaining why she should queue or I could just serve her. You know, I think she only wanted like a side of something, but it was like, there's a queue here. Like, even if you'd have said, oh, excuse me, do you mind if I cut in? I only need to order some chips or fries or whatever the hell they call it. And we'd have been like, oh, yeah, of course, go for it. Because, you know, even when you don't want to be, you know, it's like when you stop for somebody and you go, oh, thanks. And you go, why have I thanked them? I stopped. But, you know, it always happens. Yeah, there's nothing worse than that. There really isn't. But not that I'm bitter. It was only 3 years ago.
What else did you do? That's the thing. It's like, you're not going to say anything. A whole bus full of people could get off and cut in front of me. And realistically, I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to seethe about it. I'm going to be really angry.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll just like tap my foot passive aggressively, but like I wouldn't say anything.
I do the kind of I'm slightly more expressive. I do the kind of your hands are by your sides and you go kind of palms out, raise your arms about a few just inches like, either side and like look around with a confused face. Like, does anyone else just see that?
Yeah.
And everyone else, like, you might catch one person's eye who might look at you and be like, a bit rude. But like, that's literally it. Like, you don't know what to do. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
The universal symbol of just, like, you've just trampled all over, you know, the sacred way of things. You join the queue. And, like, again, if you're at the desk, the quickest thing to do, the best thing to do is just to serve them and get them out of there. But, like, how do people have the balls to do that? I don't know
because it's not, it's, I think there's a reason why, like, shows like Family Guy take the piss out of the English or the British, if you will, for manners and kind of, oh, chippa chippa, what, because we are known for being quite overly polite. sometimes, and you kind of, yeah, you don't know what to do because it's so alien to, like, the way that you go about things. You can't understand it. You know, you're like, well, hang on a minute, no, that this isn't right. anyway, before I got off on this, that had to be said. There, this preview yourself. So this is the second episode. This came about kind of by accident. I think me and Sarah had a chat, started watching a few trailers, and I thought, oh, that's not a bad idea. And you know me, forever a spin-off. So I thought we'd do it again, basically. So we've got some cracking trailers. We're going to look at the Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare, Twisters, the sequel to Twister, which everyone's been screaming out for 20 years, 30 years. Not. We've got The Strangers, Day One, I think, Chapter One. God, what an unimaginative. Speaking of unimaginative, we've got Imaginary, which is, I think, a horror film. We've also got Alex Garland, who is co-writer of 28 Days Later. I don't think he did 28 Weeks Later, but he also did Ex Machina, which is a great film, and he's done a few others. So we've got some trailers. No doubt we'll look at other stuff. Obviously, you listen to this as a podcast. And on YouTube now, well, hey. Obviously, for copyright reasons, I'm going to have to cut out the audio as best. Well, I will cut it out because you can't have it in. Don't want to be copyright struck or anything like that because, you know, who could be bothered? Yeah, should we kick into it? And it's A Quiet Place as well. Day One. That was where I got confused. Lots of, you know, Day One, Chapter One, Rogue One. I'm joking.
A lot of sequels. When we were looking
for
a lot of sequels.
A lot of director kind of on demand or video on demand. And it's funny how they still call it video on demand. But you look at all that kind of stuff and it's just like, God, there's like so little. There's just so little kind of like, you just think, is that it? So should we kick off with A Quiet Day? I'm ruining A Quiet Day for somebody listening to this blessing. A Quiet Place, Day One.
Yes.
Oh, okie dokie. Let's share the screen if I can remember how to. There we go. There it is. A Quiet Day. A Quiet Place. Not sorry. Jesus.
The quietest place.
Oh, another bloody cat!
Cat? Is that just a thing nowadays? So just like, put a cat in.
Give the woman some friends.
Cat front and center. That looks pretty good. I'd watch that.
Really? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's like a standard, you know, spooky alien apocalypse film. But
yeah, I won't be going to cinemas to see it. Yeah, to be fair, the first two chapters have been really strong, to be honest.
Looks well made, you know.
Yeah, the CGI didn't look great, but I'm getting a bit worn out on it. But I think, to be fair, I think the trailer was very much an assault on the senses. I mean, what the hell is that? Wah! That, like, noise, weird horn that's, like, through. Like, what the hell is that meant to be? And, like, why are they giving all, like, loads of female characters now in films? Cats?
Just give them some friends. It is a really weird thing. Like, it does seem like, I don't know, was there, like, a board meeting where everyone's, like, the reason people aren't liking these films is because there isn't, like, you need a little friend, you know, like how it feels like older films, you know, there'd be like some sort of the comic relief or the little, like, some sort of animal that people can rally behind. I don't know, why is everyone just like, you gotta have a cat?
I honestly don't know. Like, it's just, they seem to just put it in there like, oh yeah, that means they've got a personality. Well, does it? Because, like, and she's carrying the cat around when she's shopping in New York. I presume that's where it was. I don't know. It wasn't. Oh, somewhere. Is it?
It's really bad to have in the apocalypse as well. Because it's like, it's not
food,
like,
at least.
You're in I Am Legend and you've got the dog, you know? Dog would be useful to have. Cat? That cat's going to run away, like, instantly.
Yeah. Although, to be fair, I mean, I bet at some point in that film, like, either she takes the bell off the cat. I know, like, having bells on a cat's collar is kind of, like, a bit cliche. But I reckon she either takes the bells off it and throws it, like, a distraction. Or she, like, lets the cat run away and, like, that gets eaten instead of her. Who knows? You know,
sacrificial cat. That'd be kind of crazy. They put a cat in just for it to be immediately used as bait and eaten.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think that would happen, but I'd watch it. I'm not advocating it in real life. It's just a film. It didn't happen, you know. Because, you know, animal cruelty people are always at these films, no matter where the film's, you know. Anyway, I get too far down that rabbit hole. Ooh, rabbit. should we go to the next one? We've got The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. Now, I believe this is a Guy Ritchie. Now, I've not seen many Guy Ritchie films, I've got to be honest. I genuinely don't know why. I kind of know his films.
The Gentleman and stuff.
Yeah. I've seen The Gentleman. Sorry, I've seen The Gentleman. Yeah, I've seen that. No, I haven't. Thinking of, what's that other one with Taron Egerton and the, what's it called? Where they play spies, whatever it's called. No, I'm thinking of that. I think that's wrong. Yes, sorry, I'm thinking of Kingsman.
Christ, so he did Gentleman. He did, oh yeah, Sherlock Holmes.
Oh, okay, I've seen Sherlock Holmes. Yeah, that was
Snatch. That was good. Everyone keeps telling me to see The Gentleman. They're like, oh, you'll love it. And it's like, I don't know.
Maybe if I watch it, maybe we should watch the trailer for that. And then if I like it, and I can kind of strong arm you, it'd be like, not physically everybody, but I can like podcast and you strong arm you, it'd be like, oh yeah, watch this. Like this, you'll enjoy maybe. This. Or, you know, I'm going to review this. Let's watch it.
Trailer starts now.
What do we think of that one, The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare? I've actually got the book, but what do you think of the trailer?
It feels like something I've seen before, you know?
Yeah.
It looks really similar to The Gentleman. Basically everything else he's made. And also, like, Man from U.N.C.L.E., which is also Guy Ritchie.
I've not seen that yet.
And also, like, Inglourious Basterds. It just looks...
Yeah, I was going to say. I don't think it's bad, but it doesn't look... No, I don't think so, but... I think tonally that could be such an interesting thing to do. Like, it doesn't have to be, like, totally tongue-in-cheek. It doesn't have to be totally serious. I'm not asking for it to be, like, you know, Operation Mincemeat in terms of how straight-laced you want it to be. But it... You know, it looks interesting. It looks kind of like the kind of gung-ho type films we used to get in the 90s, kind of. But I don't know, I'm not won over by it, to be fair. But I mean, we'll have to see. It looks kind of like a sillier, more modern version, but not in a good way. Less inventive, kind of Inglourious Basterds,
I probably wouldn't go out of my way to see it, but at the same time, if I just really wanted to go to the cinema and just watch something, I wouldn't discount it, you know? Because, like, even if it's just vaguely reminiscent of Inglourious Basterds, like, that film's great. So
please don't mention reminiscent. It brings back bad memories of reminiscence. I agree. I mean, to be fair, none of these I've watched so far make me want to go to the cinema. I just have no interest.
They don't look bad. Like, if I had to choose, I wouldn't see any of these, but at the same time, none of them are really, like, I'm not intrigued by any of them so far, but...
Yeah.
Don't look terrible, you know, I've seen some absolutely terrible trailers recently, so...
Yeah. I know. You see some absolute shockers. You really do. Should we give Twisters a go? Give that one a look.
Let's see. Well, I'm betting there's going to be multiple Twisters, and they're going to join together. To make a big twist.
I've seen this, but I can't remember a bloody thing about it, and I don't think there's any characters, and it's just like, I don't know why they've tied it into Twister. I just think
the Twister cinematic universe.
Well, I don't know. You just, you know, the original wasn't that great. I mean,
it's just a weather event. I don't know why you need to. It's not like it was an alien.
They seem to use the same technology as well. Sorry to interrupt. They seem to use the same technology as well, and it's like,
yeah.
Oh, anyway, I'll watch the trailer and you, because I have seen this one, to be fair, but I thought it was well worth watching again.
So let's see. Ooh, that's rough looking. Okay.
Yeah. That's the worst one I've seen so far. It's worse than I remember. The CGI looks terrible.
The CGI looks really bad.
It looks shocking. The CGI in the original, I mean, I watched the original about a year ago, and, you know, it had amazing amazing kind of practical effects, like they rip, buildings apart and I built them half, you know, and it was good. And you know, there's an engaging story at the plot of it. Yeah, it does. It's not amazing, but it's, you know, it's decent. It's a good watch. But that just, I mean, I don't know who the characters are. Apart from the fact that, I mean, that guy's like, they call him the Tornado Wrangler. And like, can I hear you? Yeah. When, you know, don't chase your dreams, ride it, or whatever the hell he was trying to say. I mean, to be fair, I will give them positive reviews for, I'm a sucker for a siren in a trailer, you know, but it just, sometimes I think less is more. Like, and that bit when we saw the, you know, the little module ball things that like float up in the tornado from the original. What was it you said? You say that's rough. Rough
really
looking.
Rough. Yeah. It just looks unfinished. And like I said, when you like comparing it against something where, like I said, most of it was like practical effects, or they put a lot of effort into, you know, the effect of it in order for it to look very like weighty and to look like these things actually have weight in the universe. And then you see, you know, that's the issue with bad CGI, or just not particularly well executed. Nothing looks like it's got any weight. And like this, you're talking about a big tornado movie. Like, it's quite important that it looks like a big scary threat, and it just kind of doesn't.
Yeah, because no one's going to that like, oh, I can't wait to see the human drama at the heart of the action. Like, no one's going to see that. Let's be honest. Like, you're right about the way. I hadn't thought about that. Like, the way that that car just, like, rolls over and flies into the sky. It's like, it looks like a bloody carrier bag. Like, it's not impressive in the slightest. And
it all just floats about.
Yeah. You just think, oh, that just doesn't look very good at all. Like, you called it, like, oh, it's twins. It's like, yeah, we saw this in like The Day After Tomorrow, like 20 years ago. You're not breaking new ground here. Like, I don't know. Yeah. I cinema costs quite a bit now, and especially if there's a couple of you going, you know, petrol, you know, this, you know, the film, even if you know, you take your own food in and stuff, and you share a car or whatever, you know, you can cheapen it down only so much. I just think it takes a lot for people to go, you know what, I'm not going to watch anything on streaming, I'm not going to watch anything on the telly, I'm going to go, or not watch YouTube, oh, I'm going to go to the cinema, right, what am I going to watch? I don't think there's just not enough effort. Like, do you know what would have been a great trailer for that twist is? If the CGI isn't finished, which clearly, I'm not saying it's not finished, but it doesn't look like it's completely finished, personally. For me, what you could have had for that was literally, like, just show all the characters at a certain point, like, terrified, like, holding on the ground, and just have the ground shaking around them, have the sirens going off, and just have this, like, you know, a couple of, you know, a minute and a half trailer of them, you know, and then just have it ending with just, like, maybe, like, one shot at the end of, like, a really quick snapshot, like, of a tornado or something like that, or somebody flying up in the air, and just have twisters, like, just have that in silence, or, you know, have the sirens cut out, or something, just do, you know, build up the tension. Don't just go, oh, this is going to like smack you in the face. No, just build up a bit, because you're trying to get people in. Whatever to see when they're in, you've got them at that point. Like, I mean, you can go get a refund if you want, but, you know, at that point, they've got you. So, you know, create a little bit of mystery. And then, you know, and then build up, oh my God, there's a new sequel to Twisters there. Like, the trailer would, like, doesn't tell you much. Because I'd rather, I don't know about you, but I'd be sold on the intrigue rather than being shown what I've just watched. I don't know about you.
No, yeah.
Do you think along the same line?
Like, I think just making another Twister movie this far down the line, like, is in of itself, you're like, oh, okay, why are they doing that? Maybe, you know, what are you potentially going to be adding to what already exists? And like I said, I really quite like the old one, and I feel like it holds up pretty well. So it is one of those, like, really belated sequels, but I'm not entirely annoyed about it because it's a fun concept. And one thing to positive I will say is, like, it doesn't feel like they've tried to retroactively give some weird explanation to it. I was a bit worried going into this trailer they'd be like, oh, we thought it was a Twister, you know, like the 90s one, oh, we thought it was a Twister but it was actually something else, and then they're going to talk about that something else. Like,
well, give them time. Well, she said something, and the girl said something like, oh, we're going to destroy it on her. And I was like, well, hang on, sorry, what? What? Roll back. You're going to just, hang on, how are you going to work that out? Like,
oh, no.
It seemed a little bit. Yeah. She said something like, oh, we're going to destroy it on her. That was just before we saw those, like, cylinders fly up in the air, the little balls. Because obviously, for anyone who hasn't seen the original, which was 28 years ago, it has, they go up and they're essentially all little measurement spheres. And the idea was that every single one would give a different reading, and you could essentially map it on it from the inside. And the film is basically all about Bill Paxton and his ex-wife and another lot of people who, they chase them, and I think they were trying to set up that kind of dynamic. Another guy who chases them, but I think eventually he comes undone because he doesn't heed the warnings and stuff. It's a decent film, to be fair, now I think back. And, you know, but it looks like they've changed them into some kind of bomb or something, if they have. I mean, I'm just guessing, but if they have, that's just a perfect analogy for films today. Like, yeah. Let's just, you know, it was scientific back then, but like now, you know, America needs to blow up these damn tornadoes. It's like, do you really? Do you, like, anyway, sorry, go on.
If they do, well, I didn't catch that, but like, I wouldn't be surprised, yeah, if it's like, yeah, we can blow it up, or like, we can control it. Or something, and if so, that would have you would have just immediately just sucked anything good out of what was there.
The irony, yeah, yeah. Oh yeah,
I'm
yeah.
Not intended.
Oh god.
The only way I think I would like that is if you know the like really arrogant guy in the trailer. If he gets immediately sucked up into this fucking tornado and just dies like 10 minutes in, you got me. I'll be interested in that because like.
Yeah.
If he's gonna, because like I like that actor, I can't remember his name, but he's really good at playing just insufferable people. So I do like to see him be a horrendous person. So if he gets like immediately, you know, gets his comeuppance and gets twisted.
I thought you were coming up with some kind of a sequel song to Let's All Go on a Summer Holiday, but we'll have to see.
What?
It's just that it doesn't matter. If you listen back, it sounded like you were doing the lyrics to that. Or at least it did to me. I mean, who knows? Whoever's listening, am I insane?
Has
it been too long a week?
See if you've lost it. Yeah. Finally lost your marbles.
I may have. Like the Twisters trailer may have just finally pushed me over the edge. And if that wasn't enough, let's watch a horror film trailer about some kind of crazy bear, I don't know.
Ooh.
Imaginary 2024. Yeah, this at least looks like, you know, partially interesting. So let's give it a go. Although I think me and Sarah are a bit of suckers for a bit of horror, to be fair.
Yeah, I do. I give it a lot more leeway if it's a horror. If it's a horror I've not seen before, I am biased.
Oh, hand horror. Yep. Yep. I am in for that.
That looks so funny.
Hand horror, bingo. Chauncey the bear is this little girl's, Alice's imaginary friend. It looks like the mum used to live there, but has left this bear behind. So imagine a kind of even more twisted, what's-his-face from Toy Story 3. What's he called? Hugs a lot.
Oh, Lotso.
Lotso. Yeah. Imagine Lotso, but on a bender. Or a come down. I'm not sure which. But yeah, honestly, yeah, that I'm in for that one.
Funny.
Yeah, but that psychiatrist, the woman, the older woman, who's like, all societies have imaginary friends. What the hell is that accent? She's the psychiatrist from Split. So I wonder if it somehow. I mean, I presume it doesn't. Split's done with James McAvoy, you know, where he's got like all the personalities and stuff. Yeah, I'm in for that one. I think I'd give that one a go. What were your overall, like, you? I thought it was just the right level of like silliness and kind of, it was a good trailer.
It looks silly. Doesn't look immediately like it's trying to establish, you know, a fucking franchise or just like try and tie it in something else, which again,
a Chauncey cinematic universe
goes a long way with me. Just making it as a silly thing. Also, like, there's a few bits that look a little bit cliched, but at the same time, I want to know if they can make a bear scary. I am intrigued. Also, the kid actor tiny. We didn't see a lot of her, but she's doing pretty well. Usually kid actors are absolutely terrible in horror films, but, you know, she wasn't doing, like, creepy child voice, so I'm fine with that. I'd give it a go.
Yeah, me too. I think that's one for us for later in the year. Right. I tell you what, we'll do Civil War next. Why not? This one looks just all kinds of terrible. Oh, look, where's the thing?
Civil War. I don't know anything about this one.
We'll have fun talking about this one.
Okay. All right. I don't know really what to get from that. Like.
Well, yeah. So the guy who writes it, Alex Garland, I'm pretty sure he's British. So for me, it's like, oh, maybe he'll have a different take on it. I think the trailer doesn't seem to quite know what tone to go for. It seems like at points it could be very, very dark. But then, why did I say dark like that? It seems well, at certain points it could be really dark. And in other terms, times you kind of, it comes across a little bit comical, like, oh, the forces of California and Texas. I'm like, really? Like, that's like Cornwall and Devon teaming up.
Yeah,
that isn't going to happen.
I don't see how that could. Yeah. You're right. He's English. Alex Garland is English.
Yeah, he wrote
really
a lot with Danny Boyle.
Yeah, like pretty much everything he's written, I've seen him really like. So I just don't know.
They've tried to series the trailer, but it comes across more like a kind of like an Oppenheimer trailer, like a Christopher Nolan type trailer. But I think it's just very, very. It just looks very odd. I mean, Kirsten Dunst, where's she been? I mean, it was nice to see her. I haven't seen her for ages, but. You know, and then you've got dialogue like, well, what kind of Americans are you? And it's like, oh, God, this seems a bit,
I don't know.
What's
going for? Like,
no,
what?
I don't either.
Like, I'd probably give it a go just because it's Alex Garland. He's never really steered me wrong. But I just, it's weird to come out of a trailer and be like, I don't know what that is trying to say.
I hope it's dark and, like, not stupid as it looks. Because it looks very much like, oh, what's happened the past few years? Like, this is going to happen, you know, without touching upon the whys and the wherefores and stuff. It's like, really? Like, it, you know, but you're right. If it was anybody but Alex Garland, I'd be like, oh, this is not going to be
I'd
good.
I'd stay clear.
So, it's yeah, like, but your hope, we'll see.
I have a quiet hope that it is not, or that it is more coherent than the trailer makes out. Because, like, is it supposed to be, like, a ridiculous, like, over-the-top vision of just, like, wow, here's what America could be like in however long, or is it supposed to be like, oh, this could happen now, like...
Yeah, but then it was going for this really pretentious, like, all empires must fall, and, like, that whole, God bless America, one nation, indivisible, under God, and you're like,
I know,
what's
like, it? I just don't understand.
The tone was all over the shop. Yeah, the tone was all over the shop. You go for this goofy kind of like, it looked like a mix between I Am Legend, what the bloody hell was that other one? You know, Interstellar, in terms of trailer. You've got the other one. Yeah. And it just looked bizarre. It looked absolutely like, What are you going for here? Like that was like Angel Has Fallen or something, like a Gerard Butler film.
Yeah.
It just looked odd, like what? And then at other times it looked like it was going to be this really gritty, you know, Danny Boyle, Alex Garland type film where it's very much like, yeah, people could just get killed because they, you know, are on one side of the fence or the other. It you know, Book of Eli type thing. I hope it goes dark. I hope it goes very much like, yeah, we're just going to show nobody's the good guys. Like, every side's essentially wrong. The people think they're on the right side. No one's on the right side. This is just horrific. The civil wars are just horrific. Yeah, we'll have to see. If it's going to be used as some kind of, like, thin veneer. If it wasn't, see, I have a bit of hope with Alex Garland that it's not just this thin veneer to, like, put the boot into said president or whatever, you know?
Agreed. Like, if it wasn't, I'm trying to think of other directors who, or other writers where, I feel like if it was made by someone else, I would be more wary. But pretty much, it's just because it's Alex Garland. That's the only reason I'm not kind of going, okay, this is going to be like, on the one hand, it looks like weirdly propagandary, but on the other hand, yeah, like you're saying, it's kind of no one's in the right, but it's weird because, like you said, you got the, on the one hand, everyone's terrible. They seem to be fighting a pointless war against other Americans for no reason. You know, it is a civil war, but then all the fucking, like, literal flag waving and, you know, speeches from the president.
There's always, yeah.
What is it?
Got, let's see if we can unpick this, because this, to be honest, we've got obviously the strangest part, chapter one, who cares? No, we have. We've got that too, but works by Alex Garland. He wrote the novel, no, novels. He did The Beach,
yep.
SRF, and The Corman. He films, he wrote and directed Ex Machina, which is unbelievable. I saw that in the cinema. Annihilation, that I haven't a chance to see, and Men.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, well, I've got to give those a go. He wrote 28 Days Later, Sunshine, oh, fair play, which is unbelievable to hell. Never Let Me Go, and Dread. And he also did the television series Devs. And he had a part in a couple of video games. Enslaved, Odyssey to the West, and DMC, Devil May Cry. Okay. Not Run DMC. Let's see if we can... That was a random one. Let's see if we can find out kind of what this is about. So, let's have a look. It says... In the near future, a team of journalists travel across the United States, well, they're not that united anymore, during the rapidly escalating Second American Civil War that has engulfed the entire nation between the American government and the separatist Western forces led by Texas and California. Oh, okay, so it's a couple of states, not just them. Because the trailer made it sound like it's just them, and that just sounds stupid. If they said, oh, they kind of did, but they didn't explain that very well. They should have said, oh, show a map with, like, well, be careful what colours you pick, but show a map with, you know, oh, these are the states or whatever. The film documents the journalists struggling to survive during a time when the government has become a dystopian dictatorship and partisan extremist militias regularly commit war crimes. That is not what I get from that trailer.
No.
Such a disconnect. Like, oh, I've talked about this before, like the importance of trailers. Well, I think we have. I've talked with a few people. But that just... Yeah,
maybe it's just Alex a Garland, bad trailer.
Maybe, I don't know.
Because is it supposed to be like a, you know, is this supposed to be like a, this could happen in the future, or is it supposed to be like an alternate, you know?
It's A24, isn't it? Like, they've been rapidly growing and rapidly growing in kind of in films that have done particularly well, so.
Cast is good as well. There's a lot of really good people in there, but
Kirsten Dunst, Varga Mura, Kaylee Spaney, if that's pronounced correctly. I mean,
we'll have to see.
I mean, a £50 million budget. I mean, that's nice to see a film less than a lot, but it's still a fair whack of money. Fair whack of money. You saw Men, didn't? If you've seen Men, I haven't seen it, but
yeah.
In a main interview with the Daily Telegraph, Garland described the film as a companion piece to his 2022 film Men, and said it is, quote, set at an indeterminate point in the future, just far enough ahead for me to add a conceit, and serves as a sci-fi allegory for our currently polarised predicament. Right.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Like, that's sound. Looks pretty good.
Yeah, I think
sounds good. You won't get that from the trailer. That's the problem. I really
they
just,
should have
I don't
made it
that.
Clearer. Yeah, if you say, like, this is like an alternate universe, this is a, you know, a timeline where something happens and then, you know, everything goes even more polarizing and politically even more, like, fraught, this is what could happen. I feel like that just needed to be a bit clearer, because otherwise it feels like it's a serious, oh, this is happening now kind of deal, but at the same time it's too comedic for that to... I'll give it a go. I'll definitely give it a go. You know, on writer alone, I'll give it a go. But that is not a great trailer.
No, it really isn't. To be fair, apparently Garland's reunited with Danny Boyle to write 28 Years Later, the long awaited sequel to 28 Days Later and 28 Weeks
almost
Later.
Almost there, isn't it? Like, if he does release it, like.
Pretty much, yeah. By the time they make it, yeah, it'll be.
It will actually be 2002,
wasn't it? So, yeah, with 22 years gone already, so. Yeah, We'll have to see. But like I said, does not come across in the trailer. I think they might have tried to cast the net too wide on that one, to be honest.
Yeah.
But
I feel like if the people who see that and go, oh, I'm going to see that, not knowing about, like, who's writing it and who's making it, yeah, I'd be a bit worried. if you see that, just don't know who Alex Garland is, and you're like, yeah, that's okay. Looks great.
Yeah, I think if you don't know who he is, like if it was just no offense, random American director or random English director, you'd be a bit like, oh, yeah, I'm not going to bother. But because it's him, it's like, oh, okay, I will give it a go. Because there's very few names that will make me do that. Like Christopher Nolan's one of them.
Yeah, I'm the same.
Alex Garland's pretty good.
Where it's like, there's not a lot of directors who basically haven't ever done a serious like misstep, you know, to the point now just blindly go into their films. So
yeah,
he's one of them. We shall see if that pays off.
We shall. I rather you shall see. I have already seen at Red Dwarf. The Strangers Chapter One. Now, I remember seeing the original Strangers. I've never seen any of the sequel. But I remember The Strangers and I really enjoyed it. Let's see what this is like. Gingers. Well, she clearly doesn't die because she's alive in The Strangers. The Strangers are like 2008, I think. That's one of those films I honestly couldn't figure out at the start whether it was a remake, whether it was a bloody, like some uni kids had made, you know, had made a sequel. I mean, 2008, that kid. So that's like 16 years.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like everyone's going to be like, oh my God, yeah, let's see how The Strangers became this. It's not like saying, find out how, you know, Michael Myers became Michael Myers, or find out how, you know, what Leatherface became Leatherface, which they've all done. But you just, yeah, I don't think
The Strangers did particularly well. Like, it didn't, it was pretty well regarded. Like,
it became a bit of a cult film, it was a bit of a sleeper hit, I think. Then you got The Strangers Pray at Night, and I think that was it. Here we go again. An upcoming third film is in production, which is that trailer we just watched, and will be subsequently followed by two more films. I hate when they decide this.
Oh,
my God, you know who directs it? Rennie Harlan, who did, like, Die Hard 2, Cliffhanger, Deep Blue Sea? Like, I would not have called that. Okay, you know what, I'm more lenient towards that now, but it does look very much like they've just updated it, like it's an Airbnb home, and it's like, oh.
It just looks really, really similar to the first one. Like, even, like, the down to
like
shot.
It's like a remake, isn't it?
And, like, the dialogue, and I don't know. I don't know if it's different enough to really warrant being made. Also, like, the Madeline Pesh, like, the redhead lady, like, I watched Riverdale, and she's in Riverdale, but she's just a caricature, but she only does one character, and it's always the same. She's the same in everything, and I can't really see her as, like, an integral part to a horror film, yeah. You know?
Have you seen the original Strangers?
Yeah.
Yeah. Should we watch the trailer for that, just to see how similar it is?
I've got a feeling it's really similar. Because, like I said, the dialogue, some of the dialogue.
Where she says, like, why are you doing this? Is Santa home because you were here, blah, 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 blah. It's like, really? Like,
yeah.
Very, very odd.
Yeah, see if you can find the original.
I thought it was a remake. Like, you could have just said,
yeah.
I'm just like, what? Like, if they said it's a remake, or it was just called The Stranger, oh my God, the remake, and like, mind you, it wouldn't be a surprise, remaking it. They remade Birds of Prey, and that was how many years apart. Well, here we go.
So I'm just eating walnuts, ignore me.
I'm going to be professional and not make a joke there. Yes, thank you. Thank you for respecting that, listener. Right, here we go. Don't choke on your walnuts, whatever you do. But I don't want to marry you.
It just looks so similar. Even like,
this looks better though. This looks like she can act.
Even the font's the same.
Well, that's virtually identical. Pardon, she's in the shower. The
trailers just used to be better, didn't they?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, so I've really put
conceit. I liked it.
Yeah. Sorry, I was just going to say, I've really put myself in the mood for a horror film now. Did you watch that? I'm like, oh, I really fancy a horror film right about now. I mean...
more into horror films. I'm a lot more forgiving for horror films than other
films. At least we're trying to do something good. Sorry, I've interrupted. Sorry, yeah. Say again. Sorry.
No, I was just saying, the same as you. Like, because often they're just... there's a lot more of them that are just making weird decisions and trying to make weird risks, you know? And sometimes it pays off, sometimes it doesn't, but it's just nice. It's one of the few genres remaining, I feel like, where you do get less calculated stuff. It's not all just, like, sort of poured over to go, oh, this is definitely gonna get us a return. You know, they'll try some stuff, sometimes it just completely flops. Other times it works. That's why I like.
Yeah.
Always give it a go.
It seems to be a bit free, doesn't it, in terms of, mm-hmm. you know, they're not as expensive to make. So they maybe have a little bit more, the directors have a bit more control over it. Maybe. Yeah. Who knows? But they seem to just be a little bit more. Even when, you know, like we watched that Imaginary, and it doesn't look the most original in the world, but it's still, I was like, yeah, I'll give that a go.
Yeah, that's still like an interesting idea. I haven't seen that exactly before, so. Come on, I'll give it a go.
Yeah, the problem with The Strangers, First Night, or whatever the hell it's called, is that we already know they don't die.
Yeah.
So, like, that bit where they're showing a shotgun to her head, like, she's not going to die. Like, those people have to die. So we already know we're watching characters that are going to die, and the villains don't die. So it's like, because you can't contradict what we've already seen, unless they pull off some amazing Saw-like twist, which I don't see. You never know. I just kind of think it's a bit pointless.
Why do you care about the origin of, like, the bad guys?
Yeah, well, who wants an explanation? Like, it's sometimes it's better not to have an explanation.
Yeah, it's the least important part of that, of the film. Like, it's the least interesting thing. It doesn't really matter. Like, I like that concept, you know, people just being, like, terrorised in a spooky house. It's interesting. It's always something I'm going to give a go for. But, like, I think just the old one, like, just looking at the trailer, like, the way it attempted it was so much more interesting. You know, like, oh, the dead animal hanging from the ceiling and, like, the blood dripping down is, like, it feels so, so cliched. And so, like, I know I kept saying it, but so many parts of that trailer relied on... Madeline Pesh's character having no peripheral vision at all for some fucking
Yeah.
Like, I don't she turned her head slightly. I just don't understand. How wouldn't you notice the sight hanging above you? Like, from a low ceiling?
I don't know. And, like, why does the blood from, like, the bird's neck take so long to start pooling on the table? Like, was it holding a feathered claw to its throat until it finally lost consciousness? Like, what? Do you know what I mean? Like, what?
Yeah. I agree. You know, why was it slowly dripping down like that? And
yeah.
I don't know.
It's just so, like, unoriginal, and you think, and then you watch the old trailer, and yes, it's a little bit early 2000s, but or later today, it looks great.
Yeah.
The CDs, the record player, sorry, is skipping. Search what that is if you don't know what it is. It's rattling away, you know, and it's repeating, and they do it very quickly, so it gives you a lot. You see quite a bit, but not like full scenes, and you don't get what's going on because the mystery is far more terrifying, like, than something that's explained to you. Like, who cares? You know, like, who would be bothered? Like you said,
yeah.
I like The Strangers. I haven't seen the second one, but I've seen the first one. Really liked it. Got it on DVD.
For me, it's like. Yeah,
Pray at Night, I think it's called, something like that. But apparently it's all right. Apparently it's not as good as the first one, but never either, really. Or have I seen it? I can't remember. I have a feeling I might have seen it, but it was that unforgettable I've forgotten it. Who knows?
See, I like the concept, but, like, I would have moved it somewhere else. Don't do just basically the same thing again, where it's just, like, you know, in a secluded little cabin thing, like... There's so many other locations where you could do something similar of just people just walk into, you know, wrong place, wrong time kind of thing and just get terrorized for no reason. There's loads of other places you could set that. And if you're gonna start off like a series of them, maybe that's what I would do. Just choose a different setting where they're similarly, like, helpless. because basically anywhere you go and you're a stranger, strangers, you have the potential to have this really flimsy sense of, you know, security and normality. It doesn't take a lot for it to be taken away from you, you know? Like, you could do the same thing in a hotel. You could do things anywhere away from home. You could go from feeling like you're in control to being completely at the mercy of other people. You could set it anywhere. And I wish they'd kind of dug a little deeper and thought of some other settings.
Yeah. Yeah, because you could set it. Yeah. But you could set it in. It's very similar to kind of No Vacancy again. The first one was good. I haven't seen the second one. But I think it's very much, you could set it somewhere that's very, very familiar.
Yeah.
You know, if they set it in some kind of, you know, generic ad name of hotel chain here, and then have like a whole scenario built around, oh, you think you're safe in this comfy room, you know, 20, you know, $69.99 discount with free breakfast. Well, you're not quite as safe as you think. And then just have, because to make a good horror film sometimes, or at least one with a lasting impression, you've got to tap upon something that people think is completely normal. Mm-hmm. And say, actually, you're not that safe doing this. You know, I mean, I know that
kind of, you know, like they kind of, it's like they started in that direction where, like, they're at like a, like you're saying, like they're at like a kind of Airbnb thing where they clearly like found this secluded thing for a romantic getaway. So you could have,
oh, you know what would be good? Like a kind of romantic, you know, like yurts and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like have a yurt like ripped open, so, you know, like make it a bit more upmarket and then just have it like, oh, yeah, you. People think you're safe. Yeah, you're not safe.
Yeah,
like having somebody getting drowned in a hot tub or something. You know, it would.
Yeah, someone goes to like a super Halloween too. Luxurious, you know, like getaway. You know, yeah, own private hot tub, all this secluded stuff. They got a little private beach out there. Even, you know, they're
like a spa, but all the staff are weird.
Yeah,
and like they're really rich. Oh, that'd be good.
There's so many settings you could go for, because like the just the root of it is really interesting. Just the idea of just like purely because you are a stranger and you're kind of displaced, you can be a victim to people and they will just shatter the sense of security that you've made and there's nothing you can do about it. Like, that's really interesting. That's cool. Like, do more with that. Don't just give me the same film again. I don't know why they did the same film again.
Maybe. No, I need. Well, who knows? I mean, yeah, I don't know. I really kind of, you do wonder why people would kind of bother.
So I'm far down the line as well.
Yeah.
But not far enough that you can be like, oh, it's not so old where you're just like, oh, it needs to be modernised, you know? It's in that weird in-between where it doesn't need modernising, but also any momentum you had for people really being interested in it is probably gone. So, I don't know.
Nor do I. Let's do a little bit of a teaser for the people coming up as to what films we're going to be looking at. So, first off, we're going to watch the Deep Impact 1998 trailer, because we're going to be doing that soon.
Great film.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So underrated as well.
I know. Someone always talked about fucking Armageddon. I want to go get Deep Impact.
It's a good film. Where do I put in? No, not that bit. I'm trying to figure out what to write, but what was that? Oh, yeah, that's what it was. I was trying to think, I said, but out of context, I wrote something about the wind, and I thought, that's not going to bring up what you want. Not Whistle Down the Wind. When the Wind Blows, that's it.
Oh, you see my how God. I
don't even know if it's got a trailer.
Another fantastic apocalypse film, like, my God.
oh my god. That's the best thing I've ever done in my life.
Who made this? This thread?
It's Threads for Kids.
Threads for Kids.
Oh my god, that is bad. That I don't know. That's age restricted.
Someone
enough,
must have made that. Like, that's not.
So.
I mean, it is threats for kids, like, that is
a. Yeah, it is. That's a really good, yeah, description. Absolutely. That was absolutely hilarious. Jesus Christ. I can't wait to listen to back to how hard we laughed there. Is this the one? Oh no, it must. Severin Films must have been the one who either did it or the one who VHS
I think they
trailer.
Must
make that. Oh, here's a proper trailer. Here's a proper trailer from a video. Oh, I know. Oh, go away, Dominic. Oh, nice.
God, we're gonna really watch some just horrific films like back to back, aren't we? Just
I know, yeah. Just yeah. Honestly.
Oh,
you know what I was thinking towards the end of that trailer, I was literally thinking, why have I joined and then got you to join a podcast group that promotes positivity, because dear God. Like
Yeah, and we're just like queuing up a list of the most horrific films you've ever heard.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Hey, dear me, yeah. I mean, I haven't even suggested Creep yet. But that
it's
is,
creep.
I wouldn't be. You've not seen it?
I don't think so.
Set in the London Underground with the last from the Bourne Identity.
No.
Right, okay, there's a trailer. Hold your horses, people. I thought we were about to finish, but oh no.
I love horror set in the underground. Like, it's
Have you never seen it?
Don't think so, no.
Mind you, it's 2004, so I suppose. In a few films called Creep. And to be fair, it's not. No, it's not that one. It's not. I wouldn't want to do a podcast about it, but I'd like to know what you think. It's brutal. Like, there's some very, like, horrendous. There's stuff in it, and it, like, particularly do with women, and you're like, nah, I couldn't do it, because you'd have to talk about it seriously, and then, yeah, no.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. Some stuff.
But obviously, as for a horror film for someone to watch, it's like, oh yeah, go give that a go. Oh yeah, that's right. She comes home from a party, pissed, and she falls asleep and misses the last train. Such a good idea.
Yeah, I'd watch that.
Yeah, it's really, really good, really good.
Anything set in the underground, it's just a great setting for creepy
shit
to happen.
Honestly, you love it. Like, there is some like pretty brutal bit in it, but like, because that trailer's perfect, because it doesn't show you what's after them. Because you might think it's obviously, especially now, because we've had lots of films similar, but like not similar, but you'd think, oh, is it aliens? Is it this? Is it that? And in the end, it's like quite a simple. It's good anyway. I don't want to. It's good that they didn't show what is after them in that. And you'll know what I mean when you see it. But yeah, that's definitely a recommend on Creep, the 2004 film, with a Frankie Potente, I think. I'm not sure. She's the last from the Bourne Identity in the Bourne Supremacy. She's really good, German actress. But yeah,
I think.
Yeah. Well worth a go. See if it's in the shop. Give that a go. So yeah. I think we've plundered. Well, I mean, to be fair, we've kind of diverted away at the end because we're bored with the modern stuff. We started watching trailers.
It just shows, like, I feel like half of these, the films might be all right, but the trailers are just not good, unfortunately.
No.
Like, it just, they look so samey. Like, we were talking about Civil War, and you're saying, like, the way the trailers put together, it doesn't feel like it's an Alex Garland film. It doesn't feel like it's anyone other than just, I would have figured it was just a generic director who probably does a lot of stuff but nothing particularly famous or anything like that. You would have thought it'd just be one of those kind of names, but no.
Well, I've just seen, we'll do one last one before we go. I've just seen a film trailer, and it's got one of the guys from Lost in it, who's just got such a fantastically creepy face. It's called Fallout. It's an Amazon Prime, so I don't think it's going to the cinemas, but
okay.
It caught my eye. And given it's caught my eye, worth a go.
Like, I haven't really played much of the games, but, like, again, it's a good idea. It's a good setting. It's got an actual aesthetic that you could translate to a show, so...
Yeah, you just worry it's not using, like... It's like, you know... Dog shit in a video game wrapping, do you know what I mean? Like, they've gone, oh, it's this, and it turns out to be something totally different. You're like, oh... But we'll have to see. But, you know, I'm staying open-minded about it.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to see.
Like, game stuff, like, I haven't seen it, but the, like, Halo TV show people seem to really like. Like, for whatever reason, it's, like, way better than it has any right to be. So, you know, potentially you get the same for Fallout. I said there's a lot they can use. Like, the setting's good. The aesthetics is cool. Like, the music and all that's very well fleshed out. So there's, like, a lot you can work with. So hopefully they don't just decide to just go off and, like you said, use it as like a veneer over something and then tell something that's completely not Fallout and then piss off everyone who likes Fallout and then confuse everyone else and, you know, we shall see.
Well, let's hope it doesn't follow that achingly familiar pattern.
Yeah.
Would you like to tell everybody where they can find you and what episodes and things you've got coming up?
I Weird Horizons, so you can find me on X still as Weird Horizon and on Instagram, and at the moment I'm doing a series on vampires still, so just finished off an episode today on like literary vampires pre-Dracula. So if you like vampires, then you'll like it. It's going to be really long, endless series. But, basically, Weird Horizon everywhere. And on YouTube now. You can find me on YouTube as well. So, yeah, that's me.
Cool. Yep, and you know what you're listening to, hopefully, unless you've randomly ended up on this. I'm Sean, the host of Review It Yourself, the podcast with the sigh. No politics, no pandering, absolutely no point. That's about it. Now, a proud member of the Podpack Collective. God damn. So, yeah, go over and check the guys out who are over there. And if you're interested, check out the Discord where you can become a member. I don't really understand the Discord, but go over and have a look. That'll do it, I think. Thank you to everybody for listening, and thank you to Sarah for joining me.
No worries at all.
Cheers, everybody. Goodbye.
Bye. God, we really need to find more good
films. Welcome to Shatsunami, a variety podcast that discusses topics from gaming and films to anime and general interests.
Previously on Shatsunami, we've analysed what makes a good horror game, conducted a retrospective on Pierce Brosnan's run as James Bond, and listened to us take deep dives into both the Sonic and Halo franchises.
Also, if you're an anime fan, then don't forget to check us out on our sub-series, Chatsunani, where we dive into the world of anime. So far, we've reviewed things like Death Note, Princess Mononoke, and the hit Beyblade series.
If that sounds like your cup of tea, then you can check us out on Spotify, iTunes, and all good podcast apps.
As always, stay safe,
stay awesome, and most importantly,
stay hydrated.